Hello and welcome back to another Flagstick.com podcast. I'm your host, Scott McLeod. Today we have an interview with Dr. Eric Henriksen. Dr. Henriksen is the Innovation and Fitting Science Manager at Ping, and we caught up with him last month at the offices of Ping Canada in Oakville, Ontario, to have a little chat about Ping, their focus on fitting, the science of fitting, and how it is progressing. I hope you enjoy the podcast.
I'm talking a little bit today about fitting and the importance. Obviously, fitting has become a major factor in the industry, and that plays a big role, I guess, in the engineering side of things for you guys as well. Maybe explain the importance to Ping about that engineering and that fitting aspect a little bit.
Well, it's definitely been part of our DNA from very early. It was a passion Karsten really had, and that's carried through until now. With anything that we design, any club, any set of irons, part of that process is a fitting review. And so we sit down with, say it's a set of irons, and we look at, all right, we look at gapping, we look at options in terms of what kind of offerings we're providing with shafts, we look at weights, we look at, you know, all these different elements to ensure that not only are we providing the correct options to the consumer, but providing the right range. And so we do a lot of research, just fundamental research, using our motion capture studio, a lot of player testing, to keep pushing our understanding of why one club works really well for one player and why that same club doesn't work well for another player, even though to the eye they look very similar. And so we try to, you know, break down everything from the shaft to the head to the weighting to the grip, and even elements of the shaft. How does torque affect, you know, the way the club heads delivered for different people? And so it's really primary to everything that we do. And again, we don't design a club without it going through a fitting review prior to finalizing that design to ensure that we're going to provide a club to the consumer that's going to perform best with them. So.
And how do some of the newer tools really help that process? I mean, you know, you mentioned about 3D motion capture, using that ENSO system. How does that help you as far as progressing the equipment that you have?
It starts to give us, for a long time, we had launch monitors, right? So we have launch monitors and we see what the ball does. And then we'd have to infer for a given player why the ball did what it did for that player. Well, the face might have been open, or the path might have been doing this, or they might have been hitting it on the heel, or they might have been, you know, coming in with this sort of rate. Now we can get, with the launch monitor, we still have all that data post-impact. But now with something like motion capture, we get a full story of what's happening before impact, which now allows us to start to connect that post-impact flight to characteristics of club that are leading to a certain delivery. And I think that's the biggest piece right now that we've gained with something like motion capture, with club tracking, and even tracking the body, as we were talking earlier, biomechanics and how the player reacts. That's something in the last couple of years we've gained a lot of insights from that we really couldn't before, because we were just kind of, you know, maybe some video, but now to measure all those different elements, we can really now start to connect behaviors to particular elements of the club's design.
So how then do you make use of those consultants as far as a role in there, be it Sasha McKenzie, be it Chris Cuomo, be it Andrew Rice? How do they get blended into that process?
Typically, it starts with a question, and a lot of times it's not a question we have, but a question they have, and they come to us and they say, hey, I have this, for example, I have a player, or I have a group of players that I've really struggled to get this sort of performance out of, and I see this is what I observe, this is the type of ways I typically go about fitting them, why does this happen? And sometimes we don't have the answer. And so that we then start a study. We say, all right, well, let's do a little research together. With Andrew, you know, we've done a number of different studies where, you know, he has exposure to, like, your everyday player, and he has great ability to kind of take really, you know, pretty complex ideas and communicate them to a player. And then we run a study, and we sit down together and look at the data and document the insights. And same thing with, for example, Sasha McKenzie. Professor will sit down and we'll present him with a question, or he had a question that he's had. Hey, I've always wanted to understand this a little bit more, and then we'll design a little experiment to test it. So, you know, recently we've just done a bunch of work on shaft torque and what influence shaft torque has, you know, on club head delivery and a player's response and what they feel. It was a question everybody had, so we're like, hey, let's do a bit of a study and control for that variable and see what we get.
Now, you know, obviously consumers are usually, you know, subject to, you know, more marketing, very simple level discussion as far as golf clubs are concerned. But why should they be interested or, you know, feel that it's important that things like these engineering, you know, goes on? I mean, is there something that they really need to know if that's important to them?
Well, I think ultimately, you know, if on one level, if we can convey to them that the amount of effort and the amount of research that went into the process and the offering, they can walk in with confidence knowing that, you know, the process that they're a part of and the equipment that they're playing has been well thought out, and, you know, they can be confident that they're going to be, you know, playing better golf after the process. So I think, you know, the more that we can educate and help the player understand what's going on, the better the whole fitting environment's going to be. I think it, you know, when a consumer can come in and be educated and know how certain things work, they can ask some good questions during the fitting process that will then challenge the fitter to, you know, kind of up their game.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, help. I think it'll make the fitting environment, you know, as a whole, much better, and everybody wins when you can not only communicate to the consumer that, hey, there's a lot of work that goes into this, but also start to educate them a little bit so they can come in and know what questions to ask.
And, So, and, you know, sort of a final question. I mean, what sense of pride is it for you as, you know, from an engineering side to come into a company that is so focused on that? I mean, you know, whatever other companies decide to do, whether they're focused on marketing or, you know, all sorts of different things. But I mean, the core of Ping is engineering, and that obviously goes back to Carsten Solheim. But so, you know, what sense of pride does that bring to you to be part of a company that's doing that sort of thing and has that sort of tie?
Oh, a great deal. And I think when I was, I remember coming in and interviewing, you know, the first time, and I met with Paul, the director of the innovation group at the time, a guy named Greg, meeting with John A. And I kind of, my grandfather was an engineer. He was a Norwegian engineer. You know, was a golfer. So he knew of Ping. So I grew up knowing a little bit of the story. And, you know, it was founded by an engineer. But then going and actually realizing the depth of engineering that was occurring, really, you know, it inspired me. This is a job that's, this is a great opportunity, and this is somewhere where I could see myself being long term, because it definitely tapped into my inner passion, which is the engineering and the science, and I've been able to really, you know, go hard after that, and it leads our decisions, which for me is, you know, rewarding.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if it was more swayed by maybe some of the different elements, it would be quite frustrating knowing that we're making decisions based on engineering results first. You know, it really leads to, you know, a rewarding job.